Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
I was waiting for you to argue with me on that one. I'm like, well, that's...
Daily No.
That's exactly
oh,
it.
Oops.
The other show, yes. The one that they do daily. And they make noise, yes. We don't know what that show could be.
We're not here to talk about that.
No, we're here to talk about everything else but you.
Unless you want to talk about that, and I'd be happy to plug that shamelessly throughout the course of the evening.
Somehow, I'm not surprised.
You're
not a shameless plugger?
No, I'm not. In fact, that's probably my downfall.
So you don't talk about yourself enough?
Nah, I don't, even though, you know, I should a
you
little
should.
More.
Oh, all right.
Not myself, but the show.
All right, folks, Friday night, Spank Wagon Radio. Real quick, let's get the basics out of the way. Do I sound like shit? I think I sound like shit today.
It's a little, I don't know.
That's a little bit better.
But,
the mics are there. I'm not going to worry.
Yeah, we're looking good, man.
The basics are out. Let's get that out of the way. If you want to check us out, go to either your favorite syndicate, or you can also check us out at spankwagon.net. Click on the Cam and Chat link, and I guarantee we'll show you who my... This week's guest co-host, which I'm assuming maybe next week's guest co-host and maybe even the week after's guest co-host.
Oh,
I don't know.
Really?
Hey, door's open. Literally.
Literally. You never know who might wander in here.
You know, you never do. I mean, we've had 2 weeks in a row. We had Sean O'Mac from Subject to Discussion and Tap Out just walk in. Hey, guys. Brought you sodas. Can I sit? Sure.
I like going on the air with Sean. He's fun.
Oh, he is. Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Our first time working together.
Actually, yes.
This is a privilege for me.
I'm scared shitless working with a boss.
And could I take a moment to say, if I might, I don't know if you have something you got to get out before I can...
Go for it.
This is the chair that Claude normally rests his balls in.
Yes.
I am very honored to rest my nuts in them.
And thus in the chat room, you're what, Diggs Nuts?
Yes, I am Diggs Nuts
tonight. We have Claude's balls and Diggs Nuts. Man, what are we going to do? Well, we'll have to make sure we make you feel very welcome, because it's very, just, let me get the, rewind and get the other shit out of the way. Spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. You can join us in the chat, check us out on the cam, or right now, Stan the O-Shit Man.
Who's that guy? I recognize him.
I have no fucking clue.
He's not some famous actor from the Golden Era? Thing?
I hope not. I got that off the internet.
Oh, well, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, maybe.
But, he looks familiar, kind of.
It looks like something I've seen on, like, Twilight Zone.
It's a cool picture, man. It's kind of how I feel before I start one of my shows.
wait, was this a shameless plug?
No, I didn't
I don't talk about myself
I'm
enough.
I'm just saying, it's just kind of how I feel before I go on the air sometimes.
Oh, God. Well, that's what you get for a morning show. You got to have an afternoon show. That way you can get up at noon.
Well, we are 11. That's not like O-Dark 100 or anything.
That's true. Very true. O-Dark 100. Oh, Jesus. You're military.
Yes, I am.
I don't know how...
You recognize that term from the military?
I work with so many military people. Oh, O-Dark 100. I'm the fat slob like in high school that when, you know, the recruiter's like, dude, do you want to be when you grow up? I want to work at McDonald's. And they just look at me like,
I was the guy like, you know, I hadn't really thought about that yet. And I was like, sure, why not? Yeah. Although the Marines tried to get me, too. And I was
oh, the
like,
Marines?
Well, better than that. You got a phone call there.
Shit, I got a phone call.
I don't know if you're taking those yet or not.
I don't know, but I think we will. Which one is it again on this board?
That would be it.
Thank you.
You might want to flip her first.
Yeah, let's do that. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Trencher.
Hey, Vert, how's it going?
Not too bad. Hey, did you know that your IRC is down?
I was having problems getting into it earlier.
Yeah, we were having some problems.
Yeah, I suspected
this
might.
Yeah, talking about, you know, joining you in the chat room. I'm like, we can't do that right now.
Well, you know, it's something we'll work. Well, I'm not going to work on. I don't give a shit. You guys can still.
You know, what's funny. We're both in there.
Maybe because we're both local host.
I guess so.
We're both on the same server. Try connecting up to like one of our partners, Ars Anime, and see what you can do through them. Because I know I can see a lot of them online and surfing and chatting.
Connecting to irc.flashnet.org. Unable to connect to server. That's from your Java app, but on the website.
Well, you know what the server is. If you got any better ways to do it, go ahead or try the one at LV Rocks. Maybe they can go through.
It's probably just NetSplit for now. Oh, well.
Probably. All right. Thanks, Vert.
Yep. Catch you later.
Thank you.
Well, it's nice to know because we're like by ourselves in the chat room, and I was wondering why.
Yeah, that is kind of unusual because, I mean, we can't have him in, you know, how are we going to do Mad Props? And
I did have failure to connect over there earlier.
But you had failure to connect over here, and you got through just fine.
The server was changed. Some doorknob had changed it.
Yeah. By the way, what we'll do tonight then, and if hopefully we'll have chat up by the time Mad Props hits, but if we don't, hey, we'll figure a way around this.
It would be my luck that...
you know, what is it? Because, you know, the studio engineer last week, I want to do Mad Props.
Oh, dude, are you talking? Are you kidding me? Mad Props is all the buzz, man. To get a chance.
Why haven't I heard about my own buzz? I'm trying to generate this buzz, and everybody's like, eh.
To get a chance, yeah, we all give shout-outs to the folks in the chat room. That's nothing new.
That's nothing new.
You came up with an original, unique way to do it. And so whenever somebody has the privilege of sitting in this chair, that's the best part, man. We get to do Mad Props.
Cool, very cool.
But wouldn't you know it, the week I get to sit in the chat room doesn't work.
The chat room doesn't want to work. Well, if you're listening in, and if you have your own IRC client and a lot of patience, it's irc.slashnet.org. The room is /LVRocks, LVROCKS. And if you can't get into the chat room, which is okay, go ahead and join us by calling us, 1-866-LVROCKS. As you notice, Vert had his on speed dial. Or if you're local Las Vegas, area code 702, if you need to dial that, 383-8120.
That's right.
So now what do we do?
Do they have an email address that they can shoot?
No, we actually don't do the email thing.
Okay.
We don't do the email thing. We figure just keep it like this. Because last thing I need to lose Claude. Claude will sit there and, email. Oh, I need to post on my DMC forums because I need to know more about DeLorean motor cars.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Oh, Happy New Year to you,
too. Is this not the first show of the new year?
Yes, it is for show. God, I didn't think of that. I did the show not show last week where it was all music. So
which was New Year's Eve.
It was New Year's Eve. I didn't even think.
First show of the new year.
My week has been shit. So because CES is in town.
Mine's been similar, yeah.
Yeah, CES has just blown me the fuck away. It's like.
Did you go?
No. Had to do support.
How do you miss CES? I would think you'd be very attracted to all the gizmos and gadgetry.
My son just turned somewhere around 3 weeks.
Oh, congratulations,
so,
by the way.
Thank you.
I haven't had the opportunity to say that personally to
Thank you very
That's
much.
A great moment.
I worked really hard.
Yeah, I bet you did.
9 months ago.
Knocking the bottom out of that thing.
Woot. Okay. So, no, I actually...
Does the better half listen to the program?
The better half listens, and so does the mother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, so we should probably watch ourselves a little bit then.
No. A couple weeks ago, and I'll give you a great example of my great listeners. Why they're better than yours. Kidding. Just
they have a higher IQ?
That's debatable sometimes.
They know how
that's
to
debatable.
Use a computer?
That also is in debate sometimes.
See, all of our millions of listeners don't know how to use a computer. That's why they're never listening.
How did they get your show? They get your show through Osmo. Wait, something?
You know.
Somewhere in the world, something funny just happened.
Oh, man. No, though, I mean, you know, I discredit myself a little bit. The show's got some listeners.
Yeah, I mean, we all got a lot of good listeners, but... The fact of the matter is Claude came up with 100 of the worst porn titles.
Oh.
And the whole game we were playing is anybody had called up or in the chat room, yelled out a number, we had to read that porn title. And the mother-in-law joined in on this. I think she had like something like, you know, nothing like Fart Brazil.
Oh, did you catch that?
I caught that. Really, did I catch? I'm like,
he was trying to tell me it wasn't the worst click ever.
That's the worst.
It's the worst click ever.
I have sent you two clicks now. One you've used, which was Found Magazine, and then there was another one I sent last week under just a pseudonym to fill up the space.
Oh, we used your the
you found the
archive.
Found. Oh yeah, the archive.org. You used that.
God, that was mind boggling when I saw that.
And then I think I gave you a teeny URL, but you didn't use that. You're like, oh, this is a
no. Key. We used it.
Did you use that?
Yeah, we used teeny URL.
So I try to feed you guys some decent non-porn links once in a blue moon.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funner to feature porn sometimes, though.
Yo, that. Well,
especially Park Brazil.
As I spit all over.
Oh, by the way, for those of you that are thinking about going to that site because we're discussing it, think twice, okay?
Tell them where to go.
It's fartbrazil.com, and do you have a warning sound effect or something?
No.
We need, like, a siren that really gets their attention.
We'll just say it like this. First off, it's not safe for work. Secondly, it's not safe for humanity.
Hey, Virtual One got into the chat room here.
Elite Hacksaw Vert.
He offers some advice.
DNS is down, so everybody connect to the IP. Try 12.152.184.30.
So how are we in there?
Pure fucking magic. We're
good like that.
Yeah, we're talented.
Anyway, it is fartbrazil.com, and I wouldn't, I think twice before going there. It's the most foul thing you may have ever considered looking
well,
at.
Well, I didn't even go to the site because I was busy, like, burning some stuff for tonight's show and getting some music lined up. But when I heard you guys, and all I'm hearing is...
And it's chicks doing it.
Yeah, it's all chicks. You know, I'm like, oh, God, they're like two clicks away from a Cleveland steamer.
you know?
I just couldn't believe it.
You know what I never thought to ask or bring up? Of course, we never have time when we come around to that point of the show. But I never got to ask, what are they doing to make these chicks fart like that?
Dude, first off, it's got to be sound effects. You know, it can't be real. They're just,
I don't know, man.
Unless you're seeing, like, this happen their ass.
No, that's what I'm getting at. They're showing up close and personal, and there's definitely something going on there.
A lot of cabbage in their diet? I don't know. How do you find someone that, I mean, there was what? One on a regular FM radio AM show, they had one kid who could, like, fart 1,000 times. And, like, they show him just sitting there just farting and farting. I'm like, how the hell do you do that, you know? I have stomach problems that I can't stop farting, and here someone wants to fart. Fuck, speaking of which, you know, the toilets here, I'm giving you shit now.
Now, hey, bring it on, man. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I picked the location.
You picked the location's good.
Well,
Claude and I laugh about the single floorboard, the single board that holds up the upstairs.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
Claude, like, you know. Free. I didn't know we were slumming.
Exactly. You get what you pay for.
So now I feel like a squatter, you know.
But yeah, we ain't got no water, so.
That's funny.
If I have to leave for 45 minutes, it's because I'm driving all the way back up to Henderson to go take a dump.
Henderscum. Of course. Henderson, of course.
Yeah, Henderscum. What's that all about, man?
Oh, come on. You never heard of called Henderscum?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude. You know, it's Slumberland. For Summerlin, you know, okay. Scum, you know, Henderscum for Henderson.
You got too much time on your hands, my friend. You didn't come up with these things, though?
No, I didn't come up with these. I heard these from someone else.
But somebody in the inner circle?
No, just someone who lives in Vegas.
And this is a well-known...
I swear to God, I think I got them from, like, one of the weekly magazines that come out, like the Weekly of the Mercury or something.
Wow, man. Maybe I just don't get out enough.
Or you don't read.
Well, that could be. Are there pictures in those magazines?
Some, and there's some really good ones.
I picked up this Las Vegas Weekly.
See, good picture.
And I read that cover. I don't know if I can show this to him or not. Probably not. Too far.
What camera? We got 32 new cameras here.
Look at the cover of the new Las Vegas Weekly. There we go.
Yeah, here, let's get some tits.
She's a hottie, man. I don't know what her name is, but. I don't really care what her name is. I was just acting like a...
Is it Patrick yet?
There you go. You're good. Right. It's a little dark, but oh well. I kind of get the idea. She's hot.
Yeah, it's definitely worth looking at. You know, and these are free, so like you...
Virtual One says, it looks like I'll get exclusive mad props. Hey, as long as I get to do one, I'm happy, man.
Someone gets mad props. There's your magazine. The pages are kind of...
Oh, well, that would have been somebody else that did that, because I haven't had a chance to
do it. Same person who slicked down the counter for you?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, but I've heard that soda's been spilled.
Yeah, that's the
sticky keyboard. So we got sticky keyboards and slick counters. And
I'm
run a very, very high-class radio show. And you know what? By the way, you are the infamous Jimmy Diggs, the one who runs LV Rock. So
Diggs Nuts tonight, of
Diggs
course.
Diggs Nuts, of course, tonight, because, in lieu of Claude's balls.
And I noticed there's a little space worn out right here where Claude's balls normally sit. And mine fit quite nicely into that space. It's very comfortable, too.
That's nice. You're comparing your nuts to my other co-host. Like, hey.
I think his space is
I don't know.
Smaller.
Your co-host sits here a lot, you know. And your co-host sits here far more hours than my co-host.
That's true. 5 days a week.
So, yeah.
So maybe that's his worn out ball space.
So, you know, it's hockey pucks, you know. It's
So, anyway.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Can I bring up something?
You can bring up anything you want. You're an official Spankwagon co-host. Fucking anything is available.
Well, you have to bear with me because I don't know the pace of the show. I don't know if you take breaks or what you do. But
I take one break.
Oh, good news!
So
man.
You can drive. So you can smoke and you can drive to Henderson and shit and maybe get back.
I've been looking forward to sitting in here because you're probably one of the most technically astute folks that I know.
We try.
I purchased this Sony Vaio computer.
All right.
If your listeners might be interested in the exact model.
Yeah, let's find the model.
It's the PCV300G.
Is that a laptop or a desktop?
It's a desktop, but it's an all-in-one. It's the computer is part of the monitor. It's an all-in-one.
I need a picture because that sounds like a laptop to me.
It's they call it a desktop. You know, it's a little too bulky to be a laptop, but...
It's not a necessary notebook where it's super small, but it's a...
There it is.
Oh,
It's a beauty.
Okay,
man.
It's an iMac. It's trying to be an iMac.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like one of the pedestal ones.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind
of
like that.
Okay.
Although I find it more attractive. I don't like the glitziness of an iMac. I've never really liked
it. I will agree with you. I mean, I'm an Apple guy.
Yeah.
Hardcore Apple guy. Near evangelical, evangelical.
Right.
Hardcore Apple guy. But I don't like their iMacs. I haven't liked the iMacs since I quit doing the CRTs. I mean, one's a fucking lampshade.
Yeah, I don't like
or a vanity mirror.
I like a professional-looking, sleek design.
Give me a desktop. Give me an Apple desktop any day. You know, if Apple's supposedly one of the big rumors coming into Apple's Mac world up here on the 11th, is that they're going to have a $500 headless iMac, which means it's just going to be the box and you just plug in your own monitors. They do that, that'll be the greatest thing ever.
Because a lot of people will try it out.
A lot of
so
people
cheap.
Try that out because it's so cheap and it's not kitschy and it's it is Mac, which means
I consider buying an iMac when I was looking for a machine that could do the encoding for me for the for the live remote webcast.
Well, you want to talk to me? I'll show you some stuff later on.
Do you think they can handle it?
I used to do the Spankwagon off of that.
I can run Windows Media Encoder off of it. It's such a proprietary software like that.
No, actually, we used to run a program called I forget the exact name of it, but what it did is it actually did the stream. And it archived it simultaneously.
Hmm. Well, that does that.
Under MP3.
That does that.
That does that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I do it every week with my other program there. NPO, no particular order. Join me each and every Sunday. Each and every Sunday for Modern Rock's Top 20 in no particular order.
Yeah, and I'm the only one who chats with you in that show. You're like, hey, we got a chat room, and I'm the only fucker that chats.
Well, first of all,
I'm at work. What do I care?
I never promote the chat room on the show because it's a recorded show.
That's true.
The syndication is all recorded. So.
But I sit there and give you misinformation on bands and tour dates.
You just come give me a little company so I don't have to sit here and do it. I don't even know why I go in the chat room for that show. I guess because you're in there.
Well, thank you. Somehow I don't know if I should feel glad or bad that he says, well, fuck the chat room.
No, I mean, it's who's coming at 12 in the afternoon on Sunday?
That's true. Very
so,
cool.
That's just when I decided to record it.
Virtual One, laptop on a steak.
On a steak?
It is a nice cast that I use.
I got to say, it is in fact a very well-engineered machine. It's it's a beautiful machine.
And this is the Sony Vaio you have.
Right.
What's
it's
up
got
with
RCA
it?
Input, RCA video input,
awesome.
And RCA left and right stereo input, which
nice.
Is unique to a PC.
Yeah, really.
Which is exactly what attracted me to it.
Okay.
Because, it's for a webcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I need to have the video switcher
now,
capability
why
with
we,
RCA.
Why don't we tell them what you were using it for? Maybe we can get more traffic next year.
I was using it for, of course, the Girls of the Internet party that we had this past Monday.
Okay.
Out at Sapphire, the world's largest gentleman's club.
Damn.
Man, I got a lot of plugs for you.
Yeah,
tonight,
a lot of shit. I can open up this can of worms.
I haven't plugged this much in never, I don't think.
You don't even plug your own shit this
well,
much.
Well, you asked me to.
Hey, I asked. I'm not upset.
Which, by the way, we webcast live from the event for about 3.5 hours. We had about 350 people in the chat room. It was pretty much a madhouse.
Very cool, though.
Yeah, it was. But that was a streaming video webcast, which we do from time to time for certain events. Obviously, Girls of the Internet Party, you want to see a little more than the 5-second refresh.
Yeah.
So
you want to see a lot more.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I'm surprised you didn't come out, but you're busy.
I was busy with the kid and the work, because I was at work. So
yeah, it's a good time to be a father. father and not be the guy that's out at the Hooter bar looking at girls on the internet.
Woo!
My kids.
I used to download you! You're my wallpaper!
So anyway, I purchased this machine for its supposed or alleged...
alleged. This isn't good.
It's alleged.
What is it with the
media.
Word alleged today?
We were talking about it earlier. It's alleged capabilities for, you know, media.
Okay.
It's supposed to be this boss media machine.
Right.
And in fact, it is. It comes with 200 gig hard drive. It's a fat machine. It's a
nice.
It's a nice machine. However, those inputs only work with bundled software. They do not work with third party software. That's the problem I'm having.
What,
with.
What kind of video card is it?
Well, I don't even know.
You know, because
it's it's not something that was put in aftermarket. It's
so are you asking the Spank Elite out here what software should you use?
No,
or?
Well, I mean, I'm convinced. I'm somewhat knowledgeable on the PC. I'm convinced it's not going to work.
No matter because it's locked down in such a way.
I believe it is.
What hardware does it? What software does it try to use?
It comes with Click the DVD, which is not a standalone program that you can get anywhere else. It's built specifically for the BIOS. It works with that. It will not work with Windows Media Encoder.
So basically, the whole point of it is to, you know, is to get video.
To get video into programs that I need it in.
Okay.
Like a Windows Media Encoder, for example.
Okay.
All right. So what I wanted to get your opinion on, and maybe your listeners might have a plan of attack for this. Sony's humming and humming about letting me return the thing.
What are they saying? I mean, why are they humming and humming?
They're saying that they have a no return policy on computers, which.
Is that written on the fucking receipt?
That's I don't know. I never looked. It's irrelevant to me whether it is or not because I still want my money back. And here's why. I believe I'm justified in saying if you sell me what's supposed to be this monster multimedia machine, it should work with the most popular software out there.
It should work with any software out there. It's a computer.
Yeah, I mean, Windows Movie Maker comes with XP.
Right.
It doesn't work with it. So,
they could be violating their own agreement with Microsoft by not allowing that to run on there.
You know what? Who knows, man?
So if anybody has, you know, since the chat's sort of somewhat flaky, give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS, Local Vegas, 383-8120. Tell Diggs where he can stick his computer. No, wait.
No, I mean, my big question is, how do I deal with Sony? I think I might get a favorable result out of it. But they're honing and humming. Mm-hmm. They're talking to their tech guys.
Are you talking to people, live people, or phone?
Both. No. It's been phone, but it's been through the people I directly bought it from, the Sony Style Store. So it's their product.
Which I just learned today existed. I had no clue Sony. Right. I mean, I figured with Gateway screwing up the whole retail store idea that no other PC maker would ever do that.
Yeah, but when you got as many products as Sony does that are, you know, pretty popular.
That's
I mean,
true.
Their video cameras, their, you know,
any audio video.
Yeah.
And they got Sony, what, or one of these Sony? Yeah, so.
Apparently I like Sony.
Apparently.
Okay, my digital camera is Sony, too, so. All right, so here's why I'm stuck with the situation. They're trying to tell me there's no return policy, which I know isn't 100% true, because what's the refurb department for?
Exactly.
Returns.
If you never had a refurb, you know, never had a return, now is it
what
just
are you
that,
refurbishing?
Is it that just the Sony store that doesn't do it, or is it Sony in general? Because if it's just the Sony store, maybe you can go to someone else and say, look, you know, they're not taking it. I would also look at the receipt. The receipt is a binding contract.
Well, here's what they will say, or here's what they've said thus far. They've gotten their regional tech guy in on it. They had a meeting the other morning, and my name came up, apparently. And because when I called to speak to the woman who's been helping me,
right.
She wasn't there, but the woman who answered knew who I was because I was brought up at the meeting.
Holy cow.
And so they're working it, and I respect that at least they're discussing the issue.
So maybe what they're doing is they're holding you off from returning it until they can find a fix and say, we got a fix.
Or until I give up.
Would you like a fix? Or until you give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
No,
I mean, that's the first thing, man.
You know, $1,900, man.
Damn.
Well, it was $16.99, but with tax, it's
$1,900. Hey, boss, can I have a Ford on my...
Yeah, really.
Jesus.
Trust me, dude. I broke the bank buying that one.
And now it's broke. And now it's literally not letting you do what it... That's weird.
So my question to you and your listeners or you know, whoever, if they play hardball with me, what should I do? What route should I go? Because I'm not taking over an answer, but at the same time, I need the right.
You
have to use the right tactic
right.
to get a favorable result.
And you want to be able to use something that you purchased.
I
mean, do you plan on using
it's a paperweight?
This again?
Not the way it is. It's
I mean,
a paperweight.
If they were to get you a fix, would you use it
Absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely, I'll keep
okay.
it and use it again.
So at this point, we can assume, like what I said just a moment ago, is
I've asked him. I've already told him. If you can tell me that I'm wrong, I'll keep it and show me how to
use
it.
Have you ever took it to them and demoed it right there in front of them and made us think about it?
No, but the tech, from what she tells me, the tech guy, when he heard the issue, he was like, he had never heard that third-party software doesn't work.
You know what? Does this Sony store have like a in-store tech support?
It's a regional tech. It's not in-store now.
Hmm. Because I would say, why not take it down there and show them what's going on? Because I know, like, with the
I think they get what's going on, though.
Yeah, but if they see it and they see, okay, this really isn't working, you know, not just words, but actual pictures.
Well, if they try to come back to me with a, it should work, and, we can't return it.
If it doesn't work and it's not fulfilling what your needs are, then they have to take it back.
From everything I've told them, it sounds to me like they're trying to duplicate it on another machine that, in fact, I'm right, and third-party software doesn't work with that card.
See, now my thing is, I would have actually, at this point, I would have made sure, first off, if it's a regional, like they travel around to different stores, call up. When is your tech guy there?
And then show it to him.
And then show up on that day with your hardware, everything. Don't let them.
You ever been to the Caesar Forum shops?
Not the new ones.
I'm not going back there until it's to pick up $1,900. That is a pain in the major ass, dude, to go into that place.
But you may have to flex a little here.
Well,
you may have to flex a little just to prove your point.
Yeah.
And you may walk out with your $1,900.
I've even offered them a compromise. Give me store credit. I just don't want this paper.
They won't
anymore.
Even do store credit?
Well, they haven't gotten us. They haven't. They're waiting on their tech people to identify if it's a real issue or not.
See, now, in that case, again, I would. Because they don't believe you. That's the thing. They don't believe you.
I don't get that.
Well, it's common for tech support people to do that.
It's just
that.
Being prudent and making sure. I can respect, of mm-hmm. course.
But the assumption is you've used it before you bought it. I mean, a lot of stores, now that they have all the kiosks, now they sell them, all the different places, you used it before you bought it. They don't want to believe that their product has something wrong. It's a very, 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 very common thing.
Yet that thing's been discontinued already, and they've got the new model out already, and I'm wondering
if this issue
didn't have something to do with it.
It's possible. It's very plausible, but they may not want to admit it, because if they admit it, then that means they have to report it. If they report it, that means money is lost, not just with you, but with everybody else that has that problem that didn't realize it and didn't realize what to do about it.
Well, I'll let you know how that unfolds.
Yeah,
but,
please.
If anybody has any interesting techniques that you've used to return a computer to a place who claims to have a no-return policy.
And they're really stubborn about it.
I'd be interested to hear that.
It would be, because I've never had a problem returning something. If
it really is a badass machine, though, that click to DVD program is really cool. I can capture. I've used it for that because I've got it and I can't take it back yet. I hooked up the camcorder from the girls at the internet party, some of the video clips, and fed mm-hmm. it in there and coded it into the machine, burned it right out.
And
DVD.
It worked just fine.
It's beautiful.
See, and I'm wondering what kind of video card it has in there, because that has to go through a video card. So maybe it's something on the video card that blocks third party.
Could be.
Maybe there's a new driver set for the video card that you can just plop in.
It's got a PCMCIA slot
mm-hmm.
also, which is kind of neat. It's a
wow.
laptop slot.
A laptop.
Yeah. And I put one of those RCA input video cards into that.
And
I went
and
bought for $80. No, it doesn't work with that either.
It doesn't work with?
Nope.
Does it load the drivers?
I don't know. No, see, these programs won't even show me any video card as an option.
See, that's just fucked.
Yeah, because like Windows Media Encoder, I don't know, you're probably not familiar with it, but you go in there, it tells you, you get to go select a device just mm-hmm. like any other program.
Select a device, and you pulls it in from that said device.
Yeah.
Whether it's FireWire,
no
USB, RCA, yeah.
Right. There's no such device showing. It's not seeing the one that's...
See, that's fucked, because, everybody buys these things for video encoding, and, if that's what they're marketing it to.
You clearly were looking to attract me with this machine.
And now it won't work.
And it doesn't work with third-party software. How useless is that? I got Vegas Video that's a $2,000 machine or software. What? I can't use Vegas Video on it even. So, how useless is the machine at that point?
So if anybody has any opinions or anything they want to chime in on, give us a call or maybe try the chat room, because more and more people are trickling in. It's irc.slashnet.org. Room number is
LV. Call it laptop on a stick.
On a stick. It's laptop on a stick.
It's a nice machine, though, man. If I absolutely had to keep it, I'd find a use for it, because it is a nice machine.
Yeah, I say fucking just go in there and take out all the OS, take out everything proprietary.
Hey, what'd you do for New Year's, man?
New Year's, don't spill more soda all over the...
That's why I hold it here.
Zap! Oh, what was that? technical difficulties. No, New Year's Eve, you know, I have learned how, I'm relearning time management with all the changes with me becoming a parent and all that good stuff. So time management is something I'm totally and absolutely relearning. So New Year's Eve, I stayed home and tried to get something done.
And did that go well for you? No.
Get done. I tried, damn it. It was, you know, do something, but no, it's New Year's Eve, I didn't do much. What did you do New Year's Eve?
I stayed at home. I do that every New Year's
Eve. But you know what? We're locals, though.
Yeah, hey, you know, I've had kids for 10 years, and, you know, what am I going to do?
You never know. You know,
maybe when my kids are older and out of the house, the wife and I can go out and do something on New Year's, because, you know,
right.
I'm not going to leave the kids
out
of New Year's.
Well, wait till your kids get to be, like, teenagers, and they're like, I want to go over to Bob's house for New Year's Eve, and you're like, yeah.
Bye.
Wave. See you later. Bye. So, hey, we got more people joining in.
I had a couple of people over.
That's cool.
I had,
well, we had in-laws in town, so.
Oh, how'd that go?
That went fine, man.
You get along with your in-laws?
I get along great with my in-laws.
Oh, wait, they listen. What are you going
to
say?
Yeah. One of them even listens to the show. I mean, hell, even if they didn't listen to the show, I get along.
No, but really, I mean, if they weren't listening, do you get along with your in-laws?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Hey, I can't trick you, man.
No.
Well, that's cool,
no,
man.
I mean, and really, they were here to help out with the baby so I could sleep more hours.
Ah, very nice.
Thank you, thank you.
your wife's probably digging that, too.
She was, but she's nursing, so she has to get up every few hours anyway.
So she's screwed.
She doesn't get an option to sleep in. Me? I get to sleep in as late as I want. Actually, that's not true. I get up around 10 now instead of 11. What a sacrifice. I stay up late. See, the whole trick is I'm a night guy. So I'll stay up. Well, you've seen. I've stayed up, like, through the show that follows this, you know, all night long.
Right.
I'll stay up till 2, 3, 4, and then I'll go to bed, and then I'll get up. And,
well, you're a swing shifter, aren't you?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I work second shift, you know, and I've done that for, God, 13, 14 years now.
Oh, yeah, so.
So, I mean, that's just sort of second nature now. I stay up late. I get up a little later in the morning, and I try to help out the best I can. So, like, 3 a.m. diaper changes. Woo, that's me. Yeah. Duck! You know.
Right on.
It was 10 years ago. You probably forgot about all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? But I forgot about 2 years ago.
2 years?
I have a very, very short-term memory when it comes to that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have this filing system, and it deletes the unnecessary crap. People tell me stuff, and I'll be like,
that's
what?
That's called Alzheimer's.
That was me?
That's Alzheimer's.
Well, gosh, I've had it since I was 16.
Oh, in that case, pot.
No, I never did any pot.
Sure.
No, I didn't. Oh, well, okay. I mean, I've had
Oh, hey, there we go. He tries to trick me.
I smoked it once, but I didn't inhale. Okay.
Does your co-host wear a blue dress?
Maybe 3 times. And
oh, God, now I've never done this. Now we're maybe 3 times. Shit, I turned this into an AA meeting.
No, but trying it doesn't justify
it. Hi, my name is Diggs Knotts. I never. Okay, I'm. I need a hit. Gotta go. Bye.
Now, trying it on a couple of occasions does not justify smoking pot. You know what I'm saying?
It is a verb. It is a fucking verb. You either smoked it or you didn't smoke it.
Yeah, but
did you smoke it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you smoke pot? Yeah. That's enough. I'm not saying you're an addict, or I'm not.
I don't even remember getting
high
off
this
shit.
I'm saying that you felt. You know,
I smoked so little of it.
I learned it by watching you, Dad. No, I'm not saying you're at that point in your life. Jesus, how did this Alzheimer's joke go wrong?
Who didn't try it at one point?
Right? I haven't.
You never even tried it.
I have never even tried it.
Wow.
I am one of those.
Well, you know, I got to say, you know who the bad influence was that fucking made me try it? Well, I wouldn't say made me try it, but she didn't hold a gun to my head. My sister, of all people. The saintly one, I might add.
The one that does no wrong in the parents' eyes.
Exactly.
Damn.
She was the one that brought dope home and fucking, and, you know, like I said, didn't make me try it, but what am I? I'm a little kid.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay,
they're
sure.
They're doing it. They don't seem to be too harmed. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I mean, see, I'm an only child, so I never had, like, any of that going on in my home, but, man, I was raised Catholic.
That's what's up with you. Yeah, you are an only child.
Yes, I am. I am. My wife and I will get into arguments because I am an only child.
Hey, what do we do to get your listeners more involved? Do we have anything for that?
We actually just let them go their own pace.
Oh, okay, so we can just kind of do
what
we're
doing. We do what we're doing. We do the mad props, and whatever they follow in the chat room and do.
Right on.
But considering the chat room is all fucked up today.
Yeah, well, that's not good. Should we go ahead and give them the alternate way to get into it again, since it's been a while?
Yeah, actually, let me find that. If you want to, and you're lead enough to do this, you connect to, instead of connecting irc.slashnet.org, you can go to 12.152.184.30. Pretty clever.
Apparently the DNS server's down or something.
Apparently. That's kind of what I'm figuring, if you've got to go in through the IP address. Sounds like the first time I'm like, I can't have my guys going at Sex Tracker at work. Can I have you punch it in for me on IP address?
Yeah, right.
So, hey, they're listening. See? They're always listening.
That shit is feeding his face.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
oat
I'm
shit.
Sorry.
Oat
I thought
shit.
It was a D. Oh, well, that's better. Oh, shit.
Fucking things better more than I do. Here you go.
Yeah, are they magnifiers?
Wait,
or
well, wait. No, you can't have glaucoma. We know this now.
Why?
Well, we just have to ask your sister now, won't we?
Oh, is that supposed to be good for that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dude, that is a legitimate claim. I mean, that total
it
legitimate
It prevents
claim.
Glaucoma.
Yeah.
Wow. It maybe prevents I should start up.
My dad used to have, my dad had like a really, like a, yeah, what good does it do posting it in the chat room, Vert, if they need to get to the chat room?
They're already in there.
Yeah, they're already there if they want to be there.
Unless he's doing it for our benefit, so we can have to scroll up for it.
Oh, there you go. Well, too late. Thanks, though, Vert.
Come
no, my
on,
dad,
man.
My dad had eye drops that had like man. Had like an extract of pot. You know, I mean, it was an eye drop. It was totally legal and legit. You know, you couldn't drink it or swallow it or smoke it or anything.
For the treatment of glaucoma.
Yes.
Okay, but not necessarily preventative.
I'm assuming if you treat the diagnosis, it must be a preventative.
It would work the other
way. You know, I mean,
way.
Why take vitamin C after you have a cold? Why not take vitamin C before you have a cold?
I usually wait till after I take it, though, because I just want to get rid of it quicker.
Yeah, but see, if you have a built up, well, we'll say vitamin C in your body,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be harder to get that cold. It's going to be harder to get that sickness.
I try to take it, but I always forget. I mean, yeah. I probably have it maybe twice a week. And
as long as it's something. Like, for me, I take a glass of orange juice a day. That's how I do it.
I will say this. My daughter was deathly ill the last week and a half. Just knocked her out, man. It kicked her ass. She's better now, but I didn't catch nothing from it.
Well, something to be said about that.
I think my dog did, though.
Your dog?
Yeah, he's had the shits all week, man. It's driving us nuts.
Dude, get him in the door! Get him in the door now! It's carpet!
No, he's not even, you know, he's not even giving us any sign. He's just shitting. I wish he had done that. I'd rather be up running in the middle of the night, tripping over stuff to get to the door.
Now you're slipping through stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's been bad, man.
I like it. Vert points out, if you were here, you could connect, too. Thanks, Vert. You could play along if you knew the game. Hey.
Oh, so that's who called.
Yeah, that's Virtual One.
Yeah, you got your nicknames, your little pet names for your regulars.
Actually, like Vert's different. I know him by like three different names because I've like known him for so many years. I know him by his ham radio call sign. I know him by his CB, you know, handle. So it's like calling him a different name every week isn't really unusual. It's Vert. It's Chip. It's N0. You know, or
right.
Whatever. So.
Right on.
I'm wondering, should I dive straight into news, and what time do I have? Shit, this hour's flying. We may actually go to a break sooner than I thought.
Hey, now
like, where the fuck the break come from? Hey, you want to talk about Windows crashes? Actually, I pulled up a great little bit of thing from CES. During the Microsoft demo, you know, and this is legit, it happened.
Out at this show this week.
Out at this show this week. Hold on, I got it in my list of stolen news stories.
I can't believe you didn't go to CES, man.
You know,
you never go, or
I've gone a couple times. I've gone to Comdex. I've gone to, you know, I go to as much as I can, but this year just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So I'd love to go, you know, but maybe next year. Save up my time and money. I'm going to go to a Mopar show that's going to hit here in April. And
what's Mopar?
Cars.
Oh, okay.
Like my duster that's
right.
That doesn't run.
That's right.
Yeah. Check this out. During a keynote speech at CES. While he was demonstrating some of the wonderful capabilities of the Windows operating system, it blue screened on Bill Gates. Now, everybody,
how is that?
How is it? It's Windows. It's
no,
Windows blue screens.
No. What were they showing? The new version that they're working on?
No, they weren't showing off Longhorn. Actually, it was a
That's it. Longhorn.
It was a demonstration of digital photography and a soon to be released Nikon camera that Windows Media Center then just went and froze. It wouldn't respond to Gates pushing anything.
I have never. In the years I've been using XP, since it came out, had a blue screen.
I've never had a blue screen with XP or with 2000. I've been pretty lucky. I froze them, though.
How lucky is that guy that he got a blue screen?
This isn't the first time this has happened to him. There is a video out there, and I know that I can throw it up on the wagon, maybe you can click to download it, but it's a video of Gates back in like 95 or 98 when they were releasing one of those. They were demonstrating, again, amazingly enough, plug-and-play technologies where they go, well, you know, Gates did this, and it goes, oh, yes, and you just plug this in, and whoa! And the big screen behind them, that nice, giant Titantron screen,
blue screen of death. That's why the big blue screen of death.
Yep, that's a big blue screen of death.
Now, what's the source of this?
Well, right now they're thinking it was a source.
No, I mean the source of the story.
Oh, source, Canada.com News.
Okay, now is that a legitimate source for what's going on here in Vegas at the show?
I'm assuming so because...
I mean, have you heard it elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was all over CNN.
You sure it's not some Mac Weenie that's just, you know, wants to make...
Yes, yeah, all us Macintosh users sit and go, oh, yes, let's watch Windows crash.
I believe that to be true in some cases. Listen, I met a Mac salesman at the CompUSA. I went in there, told him...
guys are fuckwads.
I told him what I was looking for, and he still tried to drag my ass over to Macs. And he was pretty downright ornery about it.
Well, you know what? There's two rules about it. One, let me explain my whole take on computers. I can crash everything.
Okay.
Enough said. That's my take on computers. I just choose to crash the Mac. Enough said.
I haven't heard that any XP people or any people using XP have problems with it crashing.
Oh, come on. You know, a lot of times what you see is you don't always get the blue screen to death with XP, but what you do get is you get 100% processor usage. That's what you got to watch out for. Because what will happen is it's trying so hard to run an instruction that it just...
Right.
And stops.
Well, you see freeze-ups every now and again.
Look at the shit that goes on in that machine.
Well, that machine's old.
You took it 4 minutes to open up an app today that normally opens
The specs on that machine?
But
it even opens.
Did it take longer than normal?
Yeah, but...
See? That's process usage. That's
however,
what gets people. Then,
after I ran AdAware, 100 programs later, it's running fine.
Then you also have to remember another thing is the common user. Oh, it's froze. I'll click the button. Okay, you stand in an elevator and hit the button how many times?
Once.
Are you sure?
Tap, tap, tap. No, I've seen the people do that, and it annoys the shit out of me.
That's the people that are on these computers half the time. Tap, 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 tap.
Oh, true. Yeah, okay.
It's not working. Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah, and that screws it up.
Exactly. You know, it's in there, and it just freezes up, and it can't handle it anymore.
Is that what Bill was doing?
Like, no, Bill.
Well, maybe Bill.
Bill Gates probably was like, eh.
But maybe Bill don't know how to use his computers.
You know, sometimes that wouldn't surprise me. You know, I mean, you think about it. He has to deal with so much. Maybe he doesn't, you know, he knows everything about the hardware and the software, but maybe he just gets that one little thing not working right.
Virtual One in the chat room, Vert. Can I call him that? Or is that,
Vert,
is that
you can
a
call
pet
Vert.
Name?
He says,
I didn't know if that was like an inside thing that, you know, I wouldn't be allowed to use or not, so
yeah,
I just want to ask.
Fraternity of Mac Geeks.
Yeah, Vert 201 in the chat room says, what really sucks is when IE crashes. Windows without a running copy of IE is kind of useless.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Although, I avoid IE every time.
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen IE in a long time.
It's actually one thing that Claude and I really enjoyed when we came into the studio. We're like, oh, he uses Firefox. Yes! Because, man, every time I try to use IE... Pop, pop, pop.
Oh, my God, it's brutal.
And some of the sites we go to for some of our bits, you know, for some of the audio for our bits, has tons of pop-ups. And it's so nice. You know, I use Safari, but I also use Firefox, and Safari is a Mac-only kind of a browser. But
I tried Opera for a while, and I liked it. I was impressed by some of the things they built, like the mouse gestures.
The mouse gestures was probably the greatest thing for Opera.
That was an innovation, but not necessarily a terribly practical one. Is it still around?
Yeah, oh yeah. And as a matter of fact, there is even an extension for Firefox that you can plug in and do mouse gestures.
I see. I haven't seen that yet. Yep. The reason I couldn't stick with Opera is because it didn't have mail client worth crap.
No. No, and
Firefox has Thunderbird.
Thunderbird, but see, I have my thing with Thunderbird though, and the thing I don't like about it is when you try to use news groups, because I'm really heavy into using news groups. I'm old school, and we've talked about this tons of times before, that it doesn't like to keep them all organized properly. And you go back in after you just search it, and they're all disorganized again. It's like, but I just fucking read a thread. Where'd that thread go?
See, and I've never messed with news groups. So,
yep. Hey, I think we're finally starting to get more people in.
Hey, is the name server come back up, or maybe they're just trying to get the IP address in
there? Hey, by the way, we haven't said this because we haven't shut up. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Daily Noise.
God Oh, well, I set myself up for that.
Yeah, well, you did.
Wagon Radio. Talk over you. Spank Wagon is the greatest thing since sliced cheese and cellophane.
Daily Noise. Part two.
Okay. I get to come in weekly now, weekdays.
Hey, man, you can come in and do that on my show. I wouldn't. I'd be.
I'm going to remember that.
I certainly wouldn't be turning the microphone. Wait a minute. I promoted your show today on my show.
And I said thank you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not allowed to promote my show on your show? What is Daily Noise the black sheep of the family or something? You know, on your people, your listeners.
I don't know. Are you a communist Republican?
Communist? No.
You know, because there's that one show that called us all. You know, everyone who voted Bush, and you voted for Bush, even though you're a liberal, communist Republican.
Am I a liberal?
I'd assume so.
Some people, Rolando tells me I'm more liberal than I am.
Yeah, you seem to be more liberal
on some things, but on other things, I'm surprisingly conservative.
By the way, the chat room here, we got Roach in the chat room. He's got Windows XP blue screen before, but that might have been because of running planetradio.us and all kinds of stuff on the computer.
Yeah, there's no saying. I mean.
So, yeah, you know what? You're lucky then because you must not hit that magic combination of crap.
I'm telling you. And I got... it works. I know how to use my computer, too. I mean...
Yeah. But here's the question. Are you the type that maybe downloads something just to play with it? Ooh, that
not
looks
often.
Like a neat app.
Not often.
See, now I am.
I don't play
so
with it.
So if I crash a computer, that's... You know, that's kind of my thing.
I won't download something unless it's something I absolutely have to do a task.
See, now I'll download shit and just start playing with it. And if I like it, great. If I don't, toss it.
Yeah.
You know, that's just my thing, but... All right.
Well, you know, you pay a lot of money for these damn machines. I don't want to break them.
But you can always fix them.
I don't know how to fix them, so I got to stay away from breaking them in the first place.
See, my thing is, and this is... we've discussed this in the past. Like, computers are like cars. They take maintenance. They need their regular checkups. That's all fine.
Right.
And you could do whatever you want to do with them, and you could still bring them back to stock.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very geek way of looking at it.
Now that I got the USB external drive, what is it, 200 gig or something?
Yeah.
I'm a little less frightened to experiment with some of the other programs and stuff because I won't lose everything. And if I reformat, it's no big deal because now I'm keeping everything on that.
Yeah, because we've had hard drive failures here at the station where everything is gone. I'm like, oh, I got to bring in all my music again. Okay, no problem. So it happens. It really does. It's a flat tire.
Did you know we're backed up over here again?
Everything's back up on there?
Yeah, we got a secondary drive over here now backing that all up.
That's cool. No, so. I wasn't aware.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm debating, how are we going to do this? I think what we're going to do is cut to a break, but I'm going to do a break a little different than we normally do, because obviously Claude isn't here. Obviously.
Where is he?
Ohio. He should have been calling in. I'm surprised he hasn't yet.
Yeah.
But one thing that we're going to do is we're going to do the music blocks, much like what I did last week's show with just the blocks of music coming from the listeners. But this is a block of three songs, actually, today from a group that I used to listen to. Went down to Big B's Music and picked up a CD from a group called My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. Old school, sort of techno, pre-Marilyn Manson stuff. So, and it's kind of on that same vein, wannabe goth, techno, industrial.
Cool, I'll just hang out on the front porch while you do that. And
yep. You're going to hang out and smoke.
Well, no, I'm just going to get away from the music, I think is what was my goal.
Fuck you! No,
I'll be done with the cigarette in 3 minutes. I'll still have another six or so to burn.
Yeah, there you go. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut to a quick break so he can go run and cry in the rain. Because it's raining here in Vegas, and now we're getting to the point where it's flooding like crazy again.
Oh,
but,
it is, yeah.
It's getting ridiculous. But, hey!
Did you see it snow today?
Yes, I did. I saw it did snow up in... It snowed up north and snowed out in Henderson.
Well, did it snow? Well, see, I've been out all day, so I don't know about Henderson.
I heard something about Black Mountain, the mountain range over in Henderson.
We saw a car drive by here in Vegas with snow all over, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, they got a lot of it up in Summerlin. They got a lot of it because their elevation's just that right...
Crazy.
...difference.
Wow.
It's neat. All right, you're listening to...
Let me see if you get this joke.
Okay.
I said to Con on the phone, I'm dreaming of a white Martin Luther King Day.
Oh, man, that's bad.
It's a little late for Christmas, so...
That's bad.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to my co-host, the soon-to-be-dead James Earl Ray.
No, you're taking it all wrong, though. It has that other insinuation in it,
yes.
Certainly. But that's not what I meant. I was thinking of the next holiday after Christmas, and then not you, New Year's.
But you're...
New Year's is past, so what's the next holiday? We're actually getting a little late snow here.
Well, it would be Martin Luther King Day, and I get your joke.
When I first said it, I wasn't even thinking that way, I swear to God.
Oh, now you're copping out. Everybody, this is on archive.
But afterwards, listen, I got plenty to say that I won't answer for, you know, or that I won't deny anything about. But I'm just saying, honestly, I didn't think of it that way when I first said it. And then I realized.
That happens. All right, we're going to try this one more time. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We're going to go on a break. We'll be right back. We still have Mad Props, Dead Celeb, a bunch of news, and more so shameless plugs from Diggs. Is it this knob? It's this knob.
Yeah.
I'm just going to turn on the music. We'll be back.
I live for drugs. It's great. It's great. I live for drugs. I'm the white rabbit.
innocent people being crucified.
You're my grandma. I'm gonna hold you to the light. Why listen to Spankwagon Radio on Friday night when you can hear the best parts in a promo like this?
Also, interesting related story, too. One of Claude Ball's wishes is coming through.
Oh, coming true.
Coming true, yeah. Handicap pornography. In Japan right now, the video has already been made right there, and what they're doing is they're going to go ahead and they're protesting the government because the government doesn't want it released. Oh, I thought you were going to throw away.
No.
The government does not want the videotape released. They're saying it's not in good taste, but the producer says, fuck you, I'll do what I want. I already have my money backers. What they're doing is they're taking two paraplegic men, and they're going to have sex with a blind girl and a deaf girl. Now, what makes this funny is the deaf girl can't hear.
Right.
So they say in the video, the guy has to write on a whiteboard what he wants her to do. Cut my balls, toss my salad. Just to write this for her, and she'll do it. Now, I was hoping for mongoloid sex. I mean, but I'll compromise for cripple sex, okay?
Oh, God.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Ooh, almost even professional sounding. We just noticed that chat room must be getting a little bit busier because Claude showed up, so maybe we'll get to talk to him in a little bit. I think, though, let's see, what time is it? We're looking at 7:04. Yeah, I think we need to do one of our bits. Have you control that here in just a second.
All right.
That's just, you know, I got to line up the bit. Okay.
I'll just be hanging out here.
You do a good job just sitting right there.
Oh, bagpipes, man. That we're rocking.
Yeah, but now we crank them. It is now time where Spankwagon Radio acknowledges our Dead Celebrity of the Weeks.
I'd help out, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do there.
You're doing good. Keep the chat room busy. Distract them.
I was just telling jokes or something? Are they that bored with this segment? No.
Oh.
Did they need to be kept busy?
No.
Who dead, man?
This week's Dead Celebrity, Will Eisner, passed away at the age of 87. Comic book legend Will Eisner died Monday, January. Okay, that's some funny shit. January 3rd, 2005, following a quadruple bypass surgery in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Who's this guy?
Will Eisner is he's a comic book guy. He's the creator of the comic book The Spirit, which has appeared in over 20 newspapers and reaching approximately 5 million readers every Sunday. The strip has run on and off again since 1952. Will Eisner is also the author of comics and sequential art and graphic storytelling, which are considered to be standard texts on the subject.
The bagpipes do rock, though.
Yeah, that's all Claude right there. Comic book legend Will Eisner, 87. He's our Dead Celebrity of the Week. We usually milk it for a little longer.
Oh, I can cry for about an hour if you want me to. Because I'm very heartbroken by this. What was that, anyway?
I hit the mute button.
Oh, don't hit the mute button,
I tapped the button and went, ah.
Oh, man, that beautiful music, too, man.
I ruined it.
How long is that loop there?
It's almost over.
The song? Oh, that's too bad.
Are you going to be okay? I think you're taking this harder than I thought.
I can continue.
Of course. That's the problem. But no, dead celebrity of the week, Will Eisner. Actually, one of the most influential people in the world of comics with his Eisner Awards. Writers, authors, you know, creators.
So he's more of a behind-the-scenes kind of
guy. More of a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, but he's one of the people who really fought to legitimize comics.
Now, just a question, and again, you know, backhand me if you must.
Sure.
Do
you have to ask a question, or can I just do that random?
Shouldn't the dead celebrity of the week be somebody's heard of?
Dude. Like,
therefore qualifying him as celebrity?
Oh, no, we've used people who were stunt doubles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When we actually realized that no one important, I mean, you know, no one died within the week that qualifies.
Well, that's true. You don't necessarily have somebody that famous every week.
No, you don't. I mean, although we've been lucky. Like, we've had someone die every week since we started this bit about a year ago.
Oh, right on.
You know, I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a really bad thing.
Now, where do you find out about somebody who isn't terribly famous that died?
The internet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's just sites.
Well, okay, we've talked about this before. Remember when we were on the Daily your Daily Noise show? Hey, free plug for me. See
DailyNoise.com, by the way. Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Pacific to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. Pacific to 1 p.m.
You don't even know what time. What
well,
time do
you... You know, you
just
gotta,
give it Vegas time.
You get used to saying it in the Eastern for the benefit of the majority of the listeners who are East Coast, and, you know, and I you mess it all up. So.
Fuck them.
DailyNoise.com. Figure out when it comes on by going out there.
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. That's great. No, but we've talked about this before, and I know you were there when we were talking about your co-host Khan and his attempt at love through email. And how do you find out? Well, fuck, Claude can find out anything for you. I mean, it's scary sometimes.
That is scary.
Very scary. I mean, he knows how to look and how to search. So I'll say I don't have a dead celeb, and boom, he's right there. He's like, oh well, I got Bob Smith. Who is Bob Smith? Well, Bob Smith is a guy who wore the mask for the Toxic Avenger in the video game that was made by Nintendo in 1987.
Wow. That's going deep, man.
The fuck? How do you know that? He goes, oh, yeah, well, I read about Bob Smith. Oh, really? Yeah, he knew my dad. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's how it usually breaks down if we have someone really not famous, you know? Because you can't have Yasser Arafat. Well, we've done Yasser Arafat 2 weeks in a row because no one knew if he was dead the first week, and we knew finally he was dead the second. You know?
Right.
So shit like that.
Well, a lot of people were counting him dead before he was actually dead.
Exactly. Well, he was dead again, alive, dead and alive. Yeah. So we just kind of...
He was done for.
Yeah, he was doomed, but he wasn't quite dead, and we ran him as a dead celeb and then found out, oh, no, he's okay. I'm like, fuck.
Close enough.
Next week later, we're like, well, now he's really dead, so we waited a day, and sure enough, he was truly dead this time, so then we did him again for dead celeb. So it's pretty cool when you get to be two dead celebs.
Claude, Yan Yi, I shall dub this episode, on the job training.
Oh, no. I wonder what he means.
I think he means me.
You? I don't know.
Learning how to do
you
spank
writing? You run this shit.
I don't know.
You run the station.
I don't know. Well, you have to ask him what he means so we get a better
clarification. Oh, yeah. Claudia wants me, Claudia. Whoops. Claude says, don't forget ODB. You know, Old Dirty Bastard had like five or six synonyms.
Oh, you did him as
so we did him. We had five dead celebs that week. Old Dirty Bastard, Big Baby Jesus, Dirk McGirt, and his real name.
Oh, and they're all him.
And they're all him. So we read the same obituary like five, six times.
I wouldn't have known that about ODB.
Yeah. So we said like, yeah, well, we just read him, and we read the exact same obit over and over and over and over again. Just changed the name.
Right on. One guy who died four times. Oh, that was him.
That
okay.
was him, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And then Volker Schrodinger's Arafat, another Schrodinger's cat. You know, so, I mean, it was just, fuck, okay.
So, anyway, he's dead.
I'm trying to think of where to go to, and I think we're going to keep this nice and light. As I pull up the pirated internet radio news.
Pirated? How can you pirate news? Everybody gets their news from another source.
I know.
On radio, anyway.
Check this out. I don't know. This one kind of made me stumble and think when they did this, but have you heard about the show they wanted to put on Fox called Who's Your Daddy?
Yes, I have heard about
that. You've heard about that. This television viewers, though, I guess they gave literally a collective shrug to Fox's attempt to turn the daughter searching for, you know, for her birth father into a game show. It was only seen by 6.3 million viewers for its time slot, which actually got totally trashed by the Auburn and Virginia Tech game at 18.4 million viewers. And
was
also,
was that the final?
That was one of the finals.
The championship
game? No, that wasn't the championship.
Wow, that's pretty sad then. Okay.
Yeah. 6.3 million viewers, though, to find out who her dad was, because they decided instead of going through normal ways to do this, you know, because to me, I don't know, and I'll explain why it kind of hits me funny. When you're looking for who your biological parents are, do you want to really subject them to the embarrassment of national television.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
You know, I mean, I'm adopted. So there's coming a point real soon that I need to start really learning about my, you know, my biological parents and their family and shit like that. So I know that, hey, I'm going to get this kind of weird disease that only happens to these people.
Medical history.
And I'm probably going to want to meet them, too. I'm assuming so. But I don't think I could ever, ever, ever make a game show out of it. I mean, what's the tasteless... I mean, think about how...
Wait. How much did it pay, though?
It only paid them $100,000.
You know what? That's not too bad. Now, let me tell you why.
Please.
It's payback.
How do you figure?
Well, your real biological parents gave you up.
What? For what reason, though?
Well...
You can't assume that it's always a bad thing.
They didn't come with a little scroll that you could open when you were 18 to get that answer.
It's Sometimes still, they do.
It's still a little bit of an inconvenience to the child who grows into an adult, has no clue about his medical history.
True.
And, you know, come on.
So do you think then that knowing that is worth just $100,000?
Well, no, I'm just
saying. Is it worth $100,000 and putting it on national TV?
If it improves your lifestyle a little bit, maybe you're having a hard time with the bills. I don't know what their situation was.
True.
I mean, money's good, man, if you're having a hard time and you got to get the bills paid and even have a little extra left over to maybe even invest and have a little bit of a financial security if you invest it wisely. But, you know, is that too much to ask that you maybe embarrass your biological parents in the process?
See, now I figured it would be way too much to ask. I mean, you don't know the circumstances that led to, you know.
What if the circumstances were they were drugged out hippies and they just didn't want a kid?
Then I'm glad they gave you up for adoption because, man, if that was the case.
That's true.
You could have gone aborted and, you're really fucked then because, you know.
That's true.
Anyhow, hey, anybody has another opinion they want to kind of put in their 2 cents, 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 383-8120.
So you're very optimistic then about who your biological parents are. You haven't assumed the worst.
I haven't assumed the worst because I don't think that's fair to them.
No, yeah, but then again, I don't think that you don't have a need to be fair to them either.
No, I probably don't. I really probably don't.
It wouldn't be unrealistic for you to at least assume a little bit of the best, a little bit of the worst.
Well, from what I know, and the only thing I know in my case is that my parents had to have been both in high school. Because one of the things that they did include with the packet of information that I did get was high school grades, which when I was a kid, I was kind of like, well, I don't get this. But as I got older, I kind of realized, oh, well, shit, if that's all they could tell me, then, yeah, that's a great way to kind of communicate, hey, we had you in high school.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of, you know, kind of what I've kind of judged. And I figured, okay, so I'm an accident. Right on. But I can't be that upset.
Which is irrelevant.
No, it's totally irrelevant. Because I can't be upset because, hey, they didn't get an abortion.
Right. Hey, you wouldn't be here otherwise.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Claude would still be in Ohio.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can give them credit for that.
Yeah.
She still gave birth to you and went through what some may consider the hard part.
The really hard part.
Although, as parents know, there's more hard times to come beyond that point. But
I'm learning. I'm really learning.
You've got to ask yourself about the possible quality of life of the kids, says Vokris. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of variables. Sometimes adoption is the best choice for some kids, Claude says.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And you know, and they're all agreeing with me. And, I mean, my thing, though, is where is it fair to put a biological parent through that? I mean, to me, that would just seems like so tasteless. Not to fucking mention the title of the show, Who's Your Daddy?
Oh, I know.
Come on, Fox.
They just keep pushing the limits.
Well, and not only that, but they're saying now that a lot of the real, you know, the...
I thought that was a UPN show when you first brought it up, though, but go ahead.
It sounds like a UPN, you know.
I'm sure that makes me racist for saying that. But.
Well, I was just going to say it should have been, yo, who's your daddy, but...
Yeah. Who be your daddy?
Who be your papa? Who be your baby man? Who be your baby daddy?
That's it.
Who be your baby daddy?
Who's pops?
Who's your baby daddy? UPN will come out with another one, you know. It's the same guy week after week still trying to find his kids. I don't know. Them? Oh, them too. Them too.
Claude has a question. What if you wait too long to meet your biological parents and then find out they've died?
Well, I could still pull medical records.
True.
That's the primary goal is to get medical records and find out, you know, if I'm going to have anything really weird happen to me as I get older, you know. So that's no big deal. If I don't get to meet them, you know, I've never met them. You know, I can wonder what they're like, but I know who my parents are, my mom and my dad. you know, the ones who raised me.
Yeah, that's they are your parents.
They are my parents.
Yeah.
That's who I consider my parents. So I think it's totally fine. If they've passed away, okay, but tell me of what? So that way, if I know it's hereditary, I know to prevent it or whether or not I have a chance in hell.
Although it could be something you have no chance in hell of preventing anyway.
Exactly.
So it may not be that relevant, but it could be.
It could be. So,
but then again, not knowing your medical history, wouldn't you just try to do what you can to live a healthy lifestyle otherwise?
That's what I do, as best as I can. But there's some things that you still can get, and you know, like... I'm trying to think of anything hereditary that you can get, but I mean, if there's like any specific kind of problems, like an arthritis problem or something like that, that kind of runs through a family, or mental problems for that matter. You know, mental problems. I mean, those are more hereditary than people realize. You know, you got a mom that's screwed up in the head. Hey, guess what, Johnny? You're screwed too.
Right.
You know, and I kind of want to learn some of that stuff. So that's my priority. So yeah, to answer Claude, yeah, if they've passed away, just. That's fine. I understand. I'll grieve a little.
Well, I mean, how much grieving can you do for somebody you've never met? I mean,
Claude then asks, can you still claim inheritance from biological parents if you're adopted?
That'd be great.
See, now my morals say no, but that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Are there any prominent families in the area where you were born that you know of?
Yes. Very prominent. It's a very expensive little community that I come from in Illinois. Hmm. So, and you know, the whole thing was handled through Catholic Charities, which also tells me something. So, I know my routes and I know where to go, and I've been to the town. I mean, it's like, dude, it's a bed and breakfast community.
You know, I got to go back to this other point when I said payback. People act like irresponsibility is okay.
You mean personal responsibility?
No, being irresponsible.
Oh, no.
If they gave you up doing the right thing because they couldn't...
Keep me, raise me, whatever.
Or whatever reason, or they didn't want to.
Right.
Because some people, their lifestyle is far more important to them than raising a child.
Yeah.
And don't act like that doesn't happen.
Right. They don't want to convenience what they've got going on by a kid.
Irregardless, right. They were irresponsible when they didn't have safe sex in the first place.
Right.
So don't act like they're not to blame at all.
No, and I'm not...
I mean, you know, no, I got it from the chat room a little bit.
Okay, like, I see what you're saying.
Payback? Trust me, they did something wrong.
I see what you're saying.
And
you know
what they did, they did something irresponsible.
They stooped, so, you know, shame on them for having sex.
Now, it happens. I'm not saying, hey, look, them having to come on TV and be proven as somebody's biological parents isn't really that bad. It's not, you know, life-threatening or, you know.
True, and it's not Jerry Springer. You know, it's not.
Right. It's not going to be in that context.
They could have done something a little better than having her guess out of 8 people who, in fact, is her father.
Yeah.
Which is weird because then you have to. It's like that old game show you see every once in a blue moon, like on repeats. What's My Line? Where you have to guess who's the doctor and who's really, you know,
right.
Bob from the textiles mill. Well, how do you figure? What does that person? What if you chose wrong?
Trench is related to Oprah.
Great, thank you.
That comes from the chair.
Thank you, Claude. Asshat.
That's funny.
But who's, you know...
He can't even think now.
Stedman, my daddy!
Let's talk a little bit about spirit, shall we?
What?
Spirit. Oprah likes to talk about spirit.
I'm going to shove you a book club.
The spirit of a person. The essence of a human being.
B&M asks, what if it's rape? I mean... The whole thing is, thank God this girl wants to find out that her dad was. I mean, I'm not talking about my situation. My situation is unique, but let's talk about hers. She had to choose between 9 people. Who is my father? Who is my daddy?
Right.
And what if she chose wrong? You know, what if, oh, this guy's really cool. He's got to be my dad. And here, you know, is like Bob Simpleton, you know, who delivers the mail.
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, shit, I'm nothing. What good is this for me, you know? That, to me, would be just as demeaning. You know, fuck, I gave her up for adoption. You figure at least I'd get something, you know.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha.
And instead of...
rape, yeah, again, there's circumstances that justify it, absolutely. Rape is not the only one.
Yeah, rape, I mean, there's just...
I hear that one brought up a lot. How often does that really happen?
Where rape is carried through?
Well, no, where rape produces a pregnancy.
You know, I actually don't have a statistic on that. I know it does. It's not a major.
I can't expect that it's huge. I mean, there's not like 50 rapes a day happening in every city.
There could be, but we don't know. You know, because a lot of that shit
unreported
doesn't get reported.
Rapes, that's true.
So, honestly, I don't think we could give an accurate number. I don't even want to try to pretend to know what I'm talking about.
Somebody must have done a study and come up with some kind of figure. How many they think might it be happening?
Yeah, maybe we got Claude on the chat line. He can figure that out and find out how many of that happens.
I'm just curious because that one's always brought up, and it's legitimate.
Yeah.
But how often does that really happen?
A lot of times I think that a person feels so bad about being raped that they don't, you know, and a lot of the women are not going to want to go and have any more procedures done, you know, an abortion, stuff like that. But in the same breath, of course, having
a
child that may look exactly like the guy who raped you, that's a psychological issue. That is a complete psychological issue.
No problem understanding a woman who says, you know what, I cannot love this child.
Right. It's not my child.
Look how it came to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not her fault. It's just the circumstance she was put into.
Right.
At the same time, 50% of the people that have that thought are probably okay with abortion. Because it's pretty split down the middle of the abortion issue.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, I don't know. Me, personally, I'm pro-choice. You know, you choose what you do, but
please
be responsible.
As well.
You know, I'm not pro-life, and I'm not going to tell you you're murdering someone or blow up a clinic, because then I would be pro-death if I did that, you know.
Right.
So, but, I mean, that's my opinion. That's my take. I just hope that people, like, I'm thankful. I'm very thankful. Like, one of the things I'll probably say is thank you very much for not getting an abortion.
Well, that's... why?
Because I appreciate the choice that they made.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know any better.
No, I wouldn't, but I do.
If you'd not been born, you wouldn't know.
But I do, and that's the thing. I exist, so therefore I do know, and therefore I am thankful.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, that's just me. That's just me.
But had you not, you wouldn't have been around to think whether it was
that's true.
You were thankful or not.
We wouldn't even be sitting here debating this in circles. I mean, pure and simple. Why don't you get out? Since we don't have the official, let's get the very unofficial clickers, and let's do the next bit. Too bad the studio engineers are bad. Because he wanted to do this last week.
Well, too bad. It's my gig.
Hey,
man.
I need one.
Oh, we both do?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
Foreign to the process here.
No problem. Trust me, by next week you'll be tired of it too. Ba-dum-bum. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in the show where we acknowledge you, our listeners. It is now time for Mad Props. It seems that most everybody has been able to get into the chat room. And I don't understand this. You were just giddy.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
He wants...
When Trencher said to me, hey, you want to come in and sit in for Claude Balls? First of all, what a great honor that is in itself. But then I got to think, oh, man, does that mean I'll get to do Mad Props?
Yes, it does.
And I was like, I'm there, dude.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's do...
However, he didn't bring any clicker lickers.
No, I mailed them. Reverend Hammer will be very happy to hear his prize has been mailed since a year later. So I don't have any officials. What we have actually is these really lame ones. If anybody has listened to the show, Claude and I are making fun of the very anemic clicker licker.
No way, you're trying your hardest to not really give it a shake, though.
Oh, give it a shake. That's still anemic. He jacked the mic up.
What? Oh, you gotta jack the mic up, man.
By the way, Bill Chris is saying, hey, they gave out clickers at a comedy show. Huh, interesting.
We'll
find out more about that.
He didn't get one, though.
Aw.
What are you thinking, man?
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for our faithful listeners. First, let's say hello to everybody's favorite Dane, B&M. And then you say Mad Props.
Okay, Mad Props.
With a little bit of feeling.
Mad Props. Hey, this is my gig.
Wait,
man.
You're military, forgot.
Mad Props! Woo!
See, they remember Mad Staplers. Told you about that one.
Well, we got the... What are these things, anyway? They're just a little
party favors,
I guess.
These are
party
favors. These aren't the official clicker lickers. No.
All right, I'll turn that down before I do that next one. All right, ready?
All right. Well, you don't have to do it like that every time. Please, don't.
Oh, hey, man. I'm going to give it everything, man.
All right, let's give it up, Core. The man in Ohio, Claude!
Mad Props!
I don't know if they can hear me. I hope I'm not backing off too far. Are you watching the meter there?
We're fine. Let's give it up to iMac Attic!
Mad Props, dude.
Can I do variables?
You can do whatever you want.
This rocks, man. I love this.
Let's give it up to... Oh, shit.
Can we get more people in the chat room before this is over, please? Hurry up. All right, where? Who?
Oh, shit.
Mad Props, man.
Let's give it up for...
Smoothie.
Mad Props to you, Smoothie.
Oh, this gets tiring on the arm. The clicker licker's easier to do than these are?
Yes.
I think I'm going to throw my shoulder at him.
Says, calm down, Diggs. You're about to blow an O-ring.
Hey, my O-ring was sitting on the shelf over there earlier.
Oh, God.
We weren't sure if it was a penis ring, though.
We thought. I swear to God, I looked at that thing, and I'm like writing down, I'm like, what the... Is that a cock ring? What the fuck is a cock ring doing on the counter? Unreal. What other shows do you let host here?
Well, it's that Wednesday one that's getting us in trouble.
We'll leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Let's give it up to the man who found the problem, Virtual One.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Such an amateur at this.
You're like, I want to click.
I just want to click, man.
Who?
Virtual One.
Virtual One.
Mad props.
Yeah, these are pretty weak.
These are pretty weak. Thank you.
Well, if you jack it when we're doing this, if you jack up the microphone.
Yeah, I do it sideways. It seems to pick it up okay. And finally, let's give it up to the man who could have had his own clicker licker, but failed. The Curse!
Goo-goo-goo-goo-goo! Man props!
All right, man. That's a workout, dude. Oh, is that a tradition, too? Throwing the clicker licker across the room?
That thing is anemic. I will bring in real clicker lickers next week. That's everybody's mad props, because we here at Spankwagon appreciate all of you. Yeah, you like that happy song?
That's just so gay. I love it.
Gay.
As in happy, of course. You didn't think I meant homosexual, did you?
What was that?
Gay as in happy.
You said gay?
Yeah, it's very gay music.
Oh, no. He didn't. He said gay. What? He just called the show gay.
No. I said the music was very gay.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't have to go to him.
Is that a taboo word here or something? Stop a war. Stop a nuclear war. I've actually seen this.
Yeah, I mean, actually, we've listened to, like, their normal music, and it's funny.
Is it? Who is it?
It's actually a group called Electric Six.
Hmm.
Now, the guy who does a little video here, remember those really creepy Quiznos commercials?
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy who does those creepy Quiznos commercials. Yeah, they were cool.
They dumped them. I don't know why they dumped them. I thought that was...
People didn't know what the fuck to think.
Dude, you stopped and watched the commercial when that crap came on.
Yes, you
couldn't
you
help
did.
Yourself.
Yeah, but see, it's... Okay, the advertisers have a problem. They always want to make sure that the product they're selling doesn't get hidden behind the actual image. You know, because, like, the Aflac duck... Was I am Johnny Carson. You are my Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Claude.
Wait. Aren't you the host of this show?
We're co-hosts.
So he would be you'd be half the Johnny Carson then.
Yeah, you're Joan Rivers still.
He's eating potatoes.
He ain't on a mic, so you know he's not going to get the other bit. Well, we have other bits, you know, keywords like potatoes and stuff like that. That I found music.
I got you.
So I mean, that's why the Electric Six, you know.
So
like,
that is gay. That is a trigger word.
It's a trigger word.
Oh, okay, I got you.
I just was too lazy to get it set up properly earlier.
I see.
Definitely a trigger word.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, it is. Even though it's gay bar and take. Have you seen the one where they do the George Bush and Tony Blair talking together?
That rings a bell, but I don't know. Is it like that? Is that same
it's
song?
The same song, but it's like...
That's the one
I've
seen.
But they mouth George Bush sounding like he's saying, I want to take you to a gay bar.
And that's why I recognize, no, this little chipmunk thing here, whatever's going on...
Isn't the one you've seen.
No, it's not the Flash one I've seen.
See, it's like... I mean, if you want to talk about normal bits, you know, we got this one, too. Let me just cue that up.
Oh, and you just...
We just wait for people to say shit.
Same guy who did the quiz?
No, different guy.
Because he looks similarly disturbing.
It does, but no. So, all right.
Time to do mad props again?
No, we've already got those done.
Oh, good, because I'm worn out, man.
They're done. Actually, I was going to bring this up. Something actually I found. This is interesting. This is the one more of those people will sue you for everything kind of deals.
Oh, my God.
I kind of figured you'd like this one. I mean, I'm sure everybody out there in chat land and everybody listening and has watched Fear Factor, I'm sure you've watched Fear Factor.
Sure.
You know. A watching contestants eat dead rats on NBC's gross-out stunt show Fear Factor so disgusted this man in Cleveland. Take note, Claude, this man is in Cleveland. That he is suing NBC for $2.5 million, saying he could not stomach what he saw. Get this. Hold on. This is getting better. This is going to get better. You'll see if you catch on to this. In a handwritten four-page lawsuit filed in federal court in Cleveland on Tuesday, paralegal Austin Aitken lives in Cleveland. Think this one out. He basically is writing this up to have the individuals on the show eat and drink dead rats was crazy. You know, he's basically saying that this is so gross. It made him throw up, as well as another person throw up in the house at the same time. His suit added that NBC is sending the wrong message to its TV watchers that cash can make or, you know, have people do just about anything beyond reasoning. And in most cases, money can have you do things that's, you know,
correct,
against your will. He said that the show caused his blood pressure to rise so high that he became dizzy and lightheaded, and when he ran away to his room, he bumped his head into a doorway.
Oh, my God.
In a brief telephone interview with Reuters, Aitken said, "I'm not at liberty to discuss the complaint unless it's a paid interview situation."
Oh, he can get paid for it.
A spokesman for Fear Factor said the show would have no comment until it sees a copy of the complaint. The spokesman said the program did feature a rat-eating scene in New York Times Square November 8th.
Yeah, one point I'd like to make. They said him and another person watching made them
him and another person.
The other person probably vomited when he vomited.
You think? You know, I mean, that's what makes sense to me, what they would do.
I don't think you can blame Fear Factor for the second offense.
No. By the way, you hear my MacAdec, change the channel. This is not even change the channel. Just shut the fuck off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, iMac, I mean, just, and it's another thing, it's a personal choice. If you had no clue it was going to happen, okay, fine. You know, I can somewhat understand that. If, you know, they didn't say, hey, this is graphic, this is gross.
You know what you're going to, come on, how stupid are you to turn on Fear Factor and not know what's going to happen?
You either get people
that have advisories sometimes.
Yeah, they have disclaimers, they have advisories. I mean, if you ignore those and continue watching, you're on your own. You know, you're completely on your own. Like, Fear Factor, like the stuff, I can't stand the dead rats and eating of, you know, pork butt and stuff like that. That grosses the fuck me out.
Oh, no, ain't nothing
but
wrong
I know
with
not
pork
to watch
butt
it
now.
You're Southern, aren't you, too?
Yeah, well.
So there you
actually,
go.
Actually, no, I'm a Yankee, but I was raised in the South.
There you go.
But I was born in the North.
So you know pork butt. You're all for the pork
no,
crackling.
I don't know anything
you
about
love
pork butt,
crackling.
But it sounded like what I should be saying, so I said it.
We here at Spank Wagon discourage free will. I don't
people eat pork butt?
I made it up!
All right, so, okay. Back to the part where you left off after pork butt.
Yep.
Pork butt sounds funny. I don't know.
Do you have a post on your show? Because I don't have mine, so I'm lost.
A post?
You know, edit it and post.
Oh, no, none of that nonsense.
So, no, basically, here's the thing is, you know, if you know that you're going to see this, I won't watch it. Now, if it's the shit where they're, like, walking on, like, high beams and have to jump over a 30-foot span to, you know, get to another high beam that's, you know, 300 feet in the air. Like, ooh, you know, that's cool shit to watch. You know, turn the fucking channel if you can't stand the people eating gross shit. And whatever you do, never turn on a nature channel. Here we watch the anteater go into the anthill and eat up ants. Ah! Yeah! Doorway! How the fuck? You know, well, a little bit of it makes me...
Amazing Race, for that matter, is I just saw the worst scene I've probably, as far as grotesque.
Right.
They were eating soup, some kind of hot soup. They had a huge bowl, and this one chick just kept vomiting, dude. And they would show the floor where she'd been vomiting, and it was like, that's nasty, man. And then other people would see the floor where she'd been vomiting, and they would vomit. Yeah.
And then that's what it
worse
is.
Worse than anything I've seen on Fear Factor. They'd never show you to the point where they vomit on Fear Factor.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't show you. I mean, they show you people swimming through tanks of snakes and bikinis and shit, right on, you know.
Eating but, bull testicles.
Yeah, bull's nuts. Well, Montana delicacy right there, you know. But eating rat, you know. But I wonder where this guy was when Survivor was talking about that.
Oh.
Because, you know, remember Survivor had that whole thing where they technically tried to starve the people on the island. and thus coaxing him into eating fucking rat.
Oh, man.
You know, even though there's Jeff Probst sitting in the back of his
having
big tent about
caviar
about 2 miles away having caviar and a Coke, you know. A line or can, your choice. You know, and everybody, I'm eating rat. Mm.
No, this is, I mean, this is, the judge shouldn't even, a judge what? Better just throw this out of court and say,
well,
come on.
First off, one, the guy's a paralegal. And he still did this in handwriting?
Why would he do it in handwriting?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I caught on to. First, the handwriting. Secondly, the whole joke about the whole fact that he became dizzy, lightheaded, and ran away to his room. He bumped his head in the doorway. Huh? You know, something about this tells me this guy's trying to be funny.
Maybe.
And maybe make a point by being funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I've learned that there's people that's stupid, though, so I don't
know. Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that. I mean, we see that every day out here, but...
So I don't know. I don't think I'd give him that much credit for just trying to be clever.
Yeah, really. Just trying to say, oh, I'm going to sue for him. What?
How much is he asking
for? $2.5 million.
Ugh. Well, hey, you know, if you can get multiple millions for spilling hot coffee on you at McDonald's.
But see, the difference between this and McDonald's is McDonald's offered to pay her. No, she asked McDonald's just to originally pay just for her medical bills and then drop it, which was only, I think, between all the different operations she had to go through and everything. She just wanted medical bills paid, which was only like $100,000 or $200,000. And she would have settled for that if McDonald's would have said sure. McDonald's was stupid.
I don't
stupid.
Blame McDonald's for yeah. not saying. I mean, as a business move, saving money, yeah, settle. Take care of this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, settle. Get it done and over with.
But
you know?
How would they have ever thought that somebody would give her that huge settlement? It's hot coffee.
It's hot coffee, but it's also, you know, the United States of litigation. I mean, that's a common joke that we run in the show where if you could sue anybody for anything, we're doing it. We're in a country that can do that now. What you were saying about the whole responsibility thing, people don't take personal responsibility for their actions. You know, it's always someone else's fault or something else influenced
right.
why they said what they said, why they've done what they've done. And instead of taking that personal responsibility, hey, let's sue the fuck out of someone who misled me or did some harm to me, whether direct or indirect.
Yeah, it's out of control.
I mean, as a parent, as a brand new parent for the first time, that shit scares me. Because if my kid plays rough, let's say they're playing in a schoolyard, and they're playing tag. Boom, you know, little Kenneth tags you and knocks your ass to the ground and you scrape a knee. Your mom's going to try to sue me.
Right.
Over what? It's tag. Kids are meant to play rough. I mean, Claw and I have gone over this thousands of times before. And it was only $40,000 or so with the McDonald's. So, yeah, only $40,000. So not even $100,000. I mean, it was really cheap to
Listen,
settle medical bills.
Just on the premise of the lawsuit alone, I applaud McDonald's for not settling with her. That's ridiculous.
So you mean why do you think it's ridiculous? If you know that your coffee, something you've done, has harmed someone else, and all they're
it's
asking for is medical.
Well, wait. First of all, let's.
It was a cup that the lid wasn't, and we all know. We all have had those experiences where the lid pops loose while we're taking it from the window to our car.
I've never assumed the lid was on. I always grab it from underneath. Wouldn't you? I do that with the soda.
Not always. I don't. I grab it right in the middle. I don't squeeze it hard, but I hold it.
You don't
it
grab
low.
It from the lid, though.
No, I don't grab it from the top.
Well, what did she do?
What apparently she did was she had it, and she grabbed it in the middle, and the lid just fell completely off and spilled what little coffee. The little coffee spilled on her, and then the rest gushed because she was like this, you know, all shaken and like, ah, ouch, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will never see that as McDonald's fault.
I guess you and I think a little differently.
Yeah, you think it was McDonald's fault.
I think McDonald's had a little bit of liability. I think that, you know... A little bit of it could have been McDonald's fault.
Well, then how can you
do you fill your coffee cup to the rim, or do you fill it up with a little bit of space so
well,
you can sip and have a drink?
Yeah, I don't really drink coffee.
What do you drink? Okay, I guess I can't. I can't give.
No,
it
I mean good. I don't. I don't drink coffee.
I mean, when I drink coffee, when I drink hot chocolate, when I drink hot cider or anything hot, I don't fill it all the way up to the top. I mean, there's a reason you don't fill it to the top. So that way you can kind of get a sip for it, make sure it's
right.
cool. You know, you're not chugging it down, scalding hot down your throat.
So it being filled to the top was to blame?
I think being filled to the top could have been partially to blame. I think the lid not being put on. I mean, it's a combination of factors.
Right.
I mean, a total combination of factors could have led to this. And she wins because she says, oh, I only want $40,000. I just want to take my medical bills and
Phone
move
call.
On. So, you know, that's all I want to do. And that's fair. Spank, Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Claude.
Hey, Claude, how's it going?
Not too bad. I got fucking sick on the way back from some
plane.
But I'm calling to go ahead and clear up everything for you on the McDonald's thing.
Okay.
Okay. What happened originally with the lawsuit was her bills were only around $40,000 or so. That's all she wanted to get paid off.
Right.
Excuse me. And her bills were that high. McDonald's rejected it, to me refused, and they gave her a bunch of shit. So, when she went to court and asked for both increased amounts for her lawyers and stuff like that, it was nowhere near the $11 million settlement.
Right.
The jury got really vengeful and decided to go ahead and award that. Now, the thing about it is, the interesting part is, she was a dumbass in spilling this coffee. There was a reason she had $40,000 worth of medical bills. She had a large cup of coffee and pulled away from the drive-thru. Having no cup holders, she placed it between her legs. She went to break and squeezed her legs and busted the cup open. So she got serious burns on her inner thigh.
So she, okay, that clarifies that for me. Thank you.
And
that's what happened.
And is McDonald's to blame for that?
Is McDonald's to blame for that? I didn't think so at all.
But, okay, so it wasn't, okay, so now my understanding of the case was the fact that it was a little flue full and the lid wasn't on. So it was literally between her legs because she placed it there.
She placed the cup there between
her legs. Then, I'd exonerate McDonald's completely. She made the choice.
So how do we get to the point where a court of law or a jury can sit there and listen to this common sense case and not come up with the common sense verdict?
Oh, understandable, totally. But what had happened was, I guess, like, McDonald's were complete bastards or something throughout the case. I have to research it to find out exactly what happened. But she fought for them for a long time. And she just wanted her medical bills paid off and this and that. And McDonald's started, like, instead of just simply stopping at, you know, guess what, you know, we're not going to pay because it's not our fault, they wanted to go ahead and push it, I believe, just to say, well, we're going to countersue you for that amount right there for damages and harassment and shit like that.
Right.
McDonald's was a bunch of bastards. Now, in the past, yeah, McDonald's had always been able to fend off various lawsuits with the coffee thing. But there was this older woman, and somehow, for some reason, the jury did take pity on her, and it really just spite McDonald's. It was the jury that set that award amount. That was nowhere near what the lawyers were asking for. The lawyers didn't expect it to get that high an amount.
Now, do we know how much McDonald's has actually paid out? I mean, have they paid out or have they appealed it to the moon?
I want to say it was appealed down to about $100,000 or $200,000.
Yeah, well, that's a little better. Still, though, taking any responsibility on that wouldn't be justice in my eyes.
So, yeah, because, I mean, in all honesty, if it was between her legs, you know what, her medical bills are her medical bills because she put the cup there. I mean, I'm sorry. If I put my hand in a chipper shredder, that's my fucking hand, and I put it there on purpose.
You know, accidents are accidents.
Yeah, well, it was not meant to be there. It's not intended for it at all.
Yeah. I've spilled soda over myself doing the exact same thing. So
what's to stop this guy from winning this lawsuit with the Fear Factor thing, if that's the kind of verdicts that are coming out of courtrooms?
True, but this guy has a different... This guy's got something a little different right here.
It's about as ridiculous.
It has nothing to do with the lawsuit itself. It has everything to do with NBC. Fear Factor starting to slip in the ratings, shit like that. NBC might just go ahead, sensationalize this a little bit, then give some asinine settlement to him.
But if they give out a settlement, that's them admitting that they were at fault for him choosing to watch their show.
Right, and morally, that is wrong for them to do as business people, to admit wrong when wrong at all. That's clearly obvious. But the thing about it is, when you go and you look at this amount, $2.5 million. Okay, so we got a settlement amount for $2.5 million. We know we can settle down on this, no problem at all. $2.5 million. Jesus Christ, man, that is a whole lot cheaper than it would cost NBC for the same amount of publicity
True.
To run print ads and commercials
in
every single market. So NBC is most likely going to look at it by that point of view,
saying this is so extreme, people are suing us.
Right.
And that's good, yeah. Oh, I got to see what this is all about if it's so bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, it looks like I have a phone number for the guy. I posted it in the chat room if you'd like to call him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let me get a pen. Maybe we might do that next week.
Do we have
time? We don't have much time this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the name is an Aiken. It lives up in Cleveland, Ohio. That one came up on anywho.com. Since somebody was able to reach him by phone through Associated Press, most likely that is a number. If not, I can probably see what I can do to dig a little deeper.
Okay. Cool. Well, we'll get it from him in the chat room.
Okay, we'll get it from the chat room? All right.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do that. Maybe we can offer him $1.50 for an interview.
Hey, why not, dude?
I'm good for another $2 on top of that.
$2?
Yeah. So $3.50 we got.
$3.50.
And a free clicker liquor pop. Throw that shit in.
Boom.
Yeah,
we
right
don't
on.
Have any.
Well, we don't have any in the studio. I forgot that.
We
I forgot to pick up some.
Crappy imitation like clicker.
Yeah, I know. They're left over from the
Halloween.
Rock's Halloween.
Yeah,
how did those sound?
How do they sound right there? It's a little different high-pitched a little bit.
Could you hear them, though?
They're not official.
You can hear them.
I'm going to argue that point. They're not official.
You can hear them slightly, man. More or less, though, man, it's when you actually try to wield them.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
By the way, B&M is asking, was it a public television coverage or some subscription deal? NBC, one of our regular local over-the-air deals. So, I mean, it was something where he didn't pay to watch that channel. So,
yeah.
Just answering B&M. All right, Claude, well, thanks for calling in, dude.
Not a problem.
All right, have fun, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good night.
Later.
Bye.
And that was Claude Balls, the regular co-host of Spankwagon Radio.
Indeed.
And by the way, you can catch Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net, or your faithful syndicates.
And, of course, don't forget to catch all the archive shows on spankwagon.net.
Yes, because I'm really stickler about keeping an archive, my thing.
It's a very complete archive. I'm very impressed by your archive. It goes way back.
Yes, it goes back to not quite when we first started, but damn close.
So you paying a lot of storage there or what, man?
Oh, no, that's all my computer.
Oh, okay.
My computer and a friend's computer and my hard drives.
Okay.
Yeah, my whole theory is sort of like, you know, my general theory is if you get a little, give a little. So, like, that's why I'm just offering, like, and I mentioned this before, subject to discussion, Charles
right.
Mack's show on Wednesday nights, plug for him. I store him on my archive as well.
Cool.
Because I got it for free, why not give it for free?
Right.
You know, that's my thing. Anyway, I'm looking at the time, and I really don't want to dive into another article, because, I mean, we got you know, the whole thing with, not Tommy Lee, but, you know, whatchamacallit, swearing on NBC's Jay Leno and not getting in trouble. Vince Neil dropped the F-bomb. He goes,
oh,
happy
right.
fucking New Year, Tommy.
That's right.
And no one cared.
No, that's not true.
Do I? There
was a probe.
The PTC came after it? Or?
Well, I don't know if it was that kind of thing.
Because, you know, we've talked about this on the show in the past, where, like, most of the complaints that come in now are coming in from this parent, the parent television.
They go to the FCC, and then the FCC, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a form letter they write up, and then they talk the FCC into becoming, you know,
their
moral cops.
Their watchdog, right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I read a news article earlier in the week on the other show, and it was apparently there was a probe being launched into that.
Wow.
So
why should there be a probe? It was a simple.
Well, was it
accident.
What I never understood because I didn't see it? Was he like off camera? Was he like done and then over here doing this thing and did it, or was he right into the microphone knowing that the cameras were rolling in his face?
Blah 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 blah.
Because, you know,
it was a live New Year's, which normally Jay Leno does not do. He does not do a live show, but he only does them on New Year's Eve when he does the New Year's Eve shows. Basically, it was an accident, it looks like. It looks like he was just saying it.
So, I mean, he knew the cameras were rolling?
He knew cameras were rolling. I don't think they were done with their segment. But
I mean, he was sitting in the chair. He was
singing. It was during their show. It was during their set. So once he was done with his set, happy fucking New Year, Tommy!
You know what? That seems so harmless to me.
It does.
Man.
It really does. But then again, it's been...
I don't know. You got a very young child. And maybe I'm wrong in
this.
What
young child should be up watching Jay?
No. Listen, what I'm saying is I don't shield my children from bad language. They just know not to use it.
Right. Okay.
And I don't know if that's right or not. I mean, you know, you never know if everything you do as a parent is exactly right.
Here's the thing. If it works, it must be right.
They don't use it, man.
There you go. It must be right.
And I've never shielded them from it. We watch Hellboy. Just last night, my daughter was like, I was trying to, I guess we were talking about it. Oh, some rap video came on, and the guy's got the big arms like Hellboy. I was like, hey, that looks like that red dude in that one movie. I couldn't come up with the name of the movie.
Right.
My daughter's like, H-Boy. She won't even say hell.
Yeah, see? And then
but I have a foul mouth around him. You know, I mean, I don't refrain from it. I don't even, if it's rated PG-13 or R just for language,
mm-hmm.
We watch it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've taught him that, and that works. I mean, that's his personal responsibility, personal accountability.
I don't know if it works or not. I mean...
Well, apparently it does. She couldn't even say hell.
They won't use it, man. So... Oh, this has been the most perfect show, having the perfect host in a trencher.
Yeah, the studio engineer came in to give us shit, because, you know...
Right up until that moment, we just got interrupted.
Yeah.
It was...
See, now we go on to studio trolls. He thinks I'm going to turn on a mic. It's up to you. Do I turn on a mic?
Oh, that's up to you, man. This is your show. I wouldn't.
Hell, I got to do the wrap-up already. It's already 10 minutes till. I mean, I could not
wrap
up.
We'd love to spend more time with you, Con, but we're just out of time, unfortunately.
You're sort of dysfunctional radio.
You're not going to let him talk, man?
He already walked out of the room. Oh, what's he going to do, call in?
Hey, you wouldn't have thought of that.
Oh, he got an important. Oh, that's right. He's got some big coming up tonight.
Now, are all your syndicates the same?
No.
Different syndicates than his.
I only got Planet Radio. Well, actually, let me get to that here. I gotta kind of start the wrap up here, so that way him and I can convert our do our little rollover.
Yeah,
it's a really nifty little thing we do every week.
The turnover.
The turnover. Yeah. Yes, it works really friggin' well.
The turnover. Huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher, my wonderful guest co-host.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm totally spaced out in the chat room. Diggs Nuts. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah, that's all I needed. Jimmy Diggs.
Diggs Nuts.
So much for the perfect show. You fucked it up.
Hey, I respect your listeners. I want to catch up on what they've been saying in the chat room.
That's cool. I want to say a big thank you. First off, thank you, since I can say it in person, for letting me fart in your big chair.
I know, see, I didn't know you were doing that.
Jimmy Diggs of LBRocks.com. Want to say a big thank you to our syndicates, those of you who are brave enough to pick up our techno-loving music asses. First, thank you to PlanetRadio.us, Radio306.com. We also want to thank Toe and Ars Anime for letting us leech his user base. Big thank you to VFTP.net. And always, check out our archive, SpankWagon.net, where we archive this very show and Subject to Discussion. I've been your host, Trencher.
And I've been your co-host, Diggs Nuts.
And we will see you again next week.
Cause I'm feeling thank you.